Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I was stunned 2 days ago to read a major article on the front page of the Lansing State Journal's B section with the headline, Could the Arctic Summer Be Ice-Free by 2050? The story refers to an unidentified study released last week that says if the planet warms by more than 7 degrees by mid-century, that Arctic ice could melt during the summer. I contend that mentioning this story at all, much less putting it on the front page of the USA Today section of the paper, is a perfect example of fake news. Here's what this story didn't tell its readers. In June 2008, James Hansen, who was then director of NASA's Goddard Institute of Space Studies, testified to Congress that the planet had long passed the dangerous level of greenhouse gases. He finished his testimony by predicting that within 5 to 10 years, the Arctic would be, quote, free of sea ice in the summer, unquote. Here we are in the final year of Hansen's prediction that the Arctic sea ice would have melted in the summer. So, what has actually happened? The exact opposite. In the past 3 years for which data is available, the Arctic sea ice has grown larger than the year before. A report 7 months ago stated that Greenland's sea ice mass had increased 42% just in the past 5 years. The news story on the subject of predicting an Arctic sea ice melt should have reported on how so-called climate expert Hansen's prediction was completely wrong. Instead, the story deceives readers by not mentioning it at all, even though his prediction was for now and not decades down the road. Further, the story completely omits any discussion of the coming changes in solar flares within the next decade that are expected to lower Earth's temperatures. Now, I'm not blaming the local newspaper staff. This is a nationally prepared story that would have appeared in newspapers across America. The blame for this deception belongs to either the writer of this piece, his editor, the administration of Gannett, or all three. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.